A bill to rewrite the state's new retail marijuana law is finally on Governor Charlie Baker's desk. That's as lawmakers wind down the first part of their legislative session before breaking for the month of August. Every Friday, we are joined by WCAI State House reporter Mike Dean to go over what's happened during the week on Beacon Hill. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Catherine.
So now that lawmakers have a compromise marijuana bill, what comes next?
Well, assuming Governor Baker signs the bill into law, and that's still something of an open assumption, Treasurer Deborah Goldberg will take over, and she's going to name the Cannabis Control Commission, which is the new panel that's going to write up a lot of the regulations for how the new marijuana industry is going to work in Massachusetts.
So there's been talk that the compromise that the House and Senate came up with could actually be violating the state constitution. Why is that?
The compromise that the House and Senate came up with says that communities that voted no on question four last year, they can issue a ban simply by a vote of the town meeting or the town council. And towns that voted yes have to get a full townwide referendum before they can stop marijuana companies from locating there. Some lawmakers, including Senate Majority Leader Bruce Tarr, worry that putting municipalities into two classes like that could violate equal protection measures in the Constitution.
And here's a clip from Senator Tarr making that point yesterday to Senate President Stan Rosenberg during the Senate's final debate before passing the marijuana bill.
And Mr. President, what the alchemists have devised here extends far beyond making this particular bill vulnerable to a challenge on the constitutional basis of equal protection under the law. It also, Mr. President, sets a very dangerous precedent to the extent that if this measure is adopted as presented to us, it would create two classes of communities in Massachusetts.
So if Republicans have problems with the bill, it begs the question, will the governor sign it?
Probably. He's been waiting for a marijuana bill for quite some time. I don't know if there's anything truly objectionable from Baker's point of view in this bill. But again, he's notoriously tight-lipped about any piece of legislation until the ink is dry and it's officially on his desk, which they did deliver yesterday afternoon. It is in the governor's hands.
And on the legislature's desk, so to speak, is the state budget, which Baker signed this week, but then returned to lawmakers with a number of vetoes and amendments. Will the House and Senate act on Baker's amendments?
Yeah, well, Baker actually used a slightly different estimate for what state revenues will be this year, how much the state would have in total to spend. So he cut around $320 million from the budget, and a lot of that is from what he considers earmark spending. That's, you know, funds for specific projects lawmakers fight for that Baker might consider, you know, misguided or wasteful. The Democratic supermajority will almost certainly return most of those funds back into the budget when they vote on overrides this coming week.
What else did Baker cut?
Part of that 320 is proposed changes to Mass Health. That's the state's Medicaid health care program for the poor. He wants to change eligibility rules to make it harder to get state subsidized insurance if you already have access to comparable insurance through your employer. He says these cuts and changes are necessary to balance the budget. So Democrats are going to have to weigh whether they want to enact them.
And lawmakers also sent the governor a bill that would protect pregnant workers. How would this differ from the worker protections that are already in place?
This bill would add pregnant women to the list of special classes protected by state law.
That means a company would not be able to fire or refuse to hire anyone just because she's pregnant?
Right. And the bill gives pregnant workers some more special accommodations, like more frequent, longer breaks, less physically strenuous work assignments, and optional seating for a lot of different times.
And on the face of it, it seems pretty common sense, but this measure has been held up in the legislature for years. Why did it take so long?
Business groups and employers, they didn't really like a lot of the language that was in there and fought to have the bill killed in the House for years. But now they've come around after a few changes were made to how employers are treated, how they can kind of appeal to decisions against, you know, employees who they may think are taking advantage of this new law. And now they're on board. And that speaks to maybe the governor's perspective as well. If the business community likes it, the governor may very well sign it.
And that is WCAI State House reporter Mike Dean from our Beacon Hill studio. Thanks for joining us, Mike. Have a great weekend.
Hey, my pleasure.